Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Little Beach Boys today. I'm going to have a four pass for the Beach Boys at Ravinia. We're going to give it away tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. So if you're interested in talking or watching the Beach Boys at Ravinia, what a better spot. I don't know. I love Ravinia. I can't wait to get back there. You know, I think maybe a better spot than Ravinia maybe would be the grandstand at the McHenry County Fair. Rich Tobias, the vice president of the fair, is here. What do you think my chances are there? What's better?
Oh, boy, I've been to both. I sat in the grass at Rennie one time for the Beach Boys.
Oh, so, no kidding. Yeah.
It's, boy, that's pretty hard. But I got to say the grandstand at McHenry County Fair.
You better say that. That's why you're here.
That's
so
why I'm here.
Things got started today?
We started today at noon. We had several veterans and the Marines raised the flag along with a couple of Eagle Scouts who did projects on the fairgrounds. And we raised that flag at noon, opened it up, and... We're going.
Had to feel good after last year.
Oh my!
Right?
We shut down last year. We couldn't have the fair at all. People were disappointed. We went right up to the very end and then had to cancel. And now we're back this year. And boy, it looks like an old time fair.
What happened to the kids who raised livestock to compete in the fair last year?
Well, they did end up selling them. They had an auction online. They did a virtual auction for them, and they still sold their animals. Perhaps not as good as having it live, but they still sold them.
So I grew up in Manteno, which is very near Piatone, right? And the Will County Fair has forever been in Piatone. So I, you know, had cousins and friends who would show cattle and different animals at the fair, and you know they'd sleep. You'd sleep out at the end of the right behind the cow and things like that. Do they still do that?
They don't exactly sleep in the barn very much. I've seen a little bit of that, but we have a lot of campers and we have a campground on the fairground, so everybody's got a camper out there. But yeah, their animals are out there. They were all washing them all up today and getting them ready for the shows tomorrow.
And the shows for all of them tomorrow, or they just begin tomorrow?
They begin tomorrow. They run all the way through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, afternoon, evening, different times, dairy, beef.
Rich Tobias is the vice president of the McHenry County Fair. So how does that work? So you raise an animal with the idea that you're going to show it. And I mean, do you pick one from a flock, or how does that work for a kid?
Well, some of them have planned on selling them at the end, and they have to make a certain weight. So there's a weigh-in in February or March. So they weigh the animal in, and then they raise it. And there's a number of categories like rate of gain, those kinds of things, to see that these animals are. And then they judge them. Of course, the judge comes in, and we'll crown a grand champion steer and a champion ewe.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday at noon, they'll have a live auction in Hanson Pavilion, and they'll parade their animal in, and most of them are sold. They do sell some a day's production of milk from the dairy cow. They don't get rid of the dairy cow.
That's a good idea.
But then, unfortunately, and the first time some of those kids take their animals out, they're going to market.
I mean, that's a big lesson, isn't
it? Yes, it is. It's a big lesson for them.
You raise this animal, you love it, you nurture it, and then you say goodbye to it.
And that's exactly what happens on Sunday at 5 o'clock and 4 or 5 o'clock, and it's a little tougher sometimes the first time around.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, so we're talking about the McHenry County Fair. It's underway in Woodstock.
In Woodstock,
correct?
In real Woodstock, Illinois, out on 47 and McConnell Road, just behind the Jewel.
What does that mean, real Woodstock? I keep hearing
that. Real Woodstock is a promotional event by the Chamber of Commerce, and we participate. We work with them. They work with us.
Okay, and 312-981-7200, if you got a question. We're talking to Rich Tobias, the vice president of the McHenry County Fair. Okay, you heard us before you came in, fair food. Corn dog was the big winner, although I think it was Lauren who likes both elephant ears in one hand and the, what's the other one? The funnel cake.
Funnel cake.
Right, so she's a two-fister there when it comes to that. Rest of us for corn dogs, what are you talking?
Boy, I've got to go with Farm Bureau, and I've got to go with their pulled pork. It is
really
just an outstanding sandwich when it's there, and I probably try to eat a little healthier, although that's pretty hard at the fair.
Don't do it.
I know, you just can't do it, but they have a great pulled pork sandwich, and it's right across from our office.
So. Lemon shake-ups?
Lemon shake-ups are there, probably four or five sizes, replaces.
What'd you say about hot dogs? Five ways or something?
We have the 6-inch, the foot long. We have the corn dog 6-inch and foot long. And then again, Farm Bureau has an all beef hot dog.
Kevin, you think you got a foot long corn dog? You can handle that? Oh, he's doing sports. He's not listening. It's okay. That might be kind of a lot of corn dog.
It's a big corn dog, and you can in McHenry County. You can have ketchup on the.
That's allowed.
That's allowed.
Okay, so a lot of events going on. One of the ones I want to. So people also, it's not just the animals they're showing, right? They're showing off their jellies and jams. And things like that.
There's all kinds. We have two buildings, and there's big photography entries out there. There's art entries, so we have a lot of paintings. We have needlework and sewing and knitting, and Legos are huge. Big number of Lego entries, woodworking. So there's all kinds of other things, and that's not just 4-H. That's an open class as well as the 4-H.
I just think that there's real value in going to these fairs and or go back to the barn. So many people have never been close to a cow, or they know the size of a cow or a pig. They see them on TV or they see them in a field, but this is where you get up close and personal and can really, as Judy Markey said 20 years ago, look into the eyes of a cow.
You can look in the eyes. You can touch a cow. We actually have an educational area called Barnyard Buddies. And we bring in the animals so that we have an educational facilities. We'll hatch some chicks and the whole thing. So everybody gets a chance to see where their food comes from.
What's the lumberjack show?
Oh, boy. And you could participate.
No, I could not.
The lumberjack show is just what you might see up in northern Wisconsin. They throw axes. They saw with a double buck saw. They use a chainsaw. They have competitions between two or three guys, and then they log roll.
They log roll. In water or no? Just on
the ground? No. Okay. In water.
And so you do the thing where you're holding the log vertical and you throw that too?
No, I haven't seen that one. Okay. But they put two guys on a log and they try to knock the other guy off.
Have you done that?
No. But I said I might.
Rich Tobias is the vice president of the McHenry County Fair. Well, let's set that down right now. What day are you going to do it? And we'll have people out there.
Saturday.
Okay, we'll say Saturday. Fine. How do people find more information?
McHenryCountyFair.com is our website, and we have tickets available for the grandstand events are all on there. We also include the admission to the fair, which is still pretty reasonable at $8. Parking is free.
Well, it's very reasonable.
Very reasonable. And there's actually some discount days if you're a veteran, a first responder, a healthcare worker.
And the cool thing, though, is to take your kids and have them eat the foot-long corn dog, and then you've got a midway, right? So they can go on the rides and...
We have the zipper, and we have all of the other rides from Skinner's and the games and everything else that you normally would at a carnival.
Perfect. So just don't stand under the zipper.
Don't stand under the zipper.
It was very nice to talk to you. Rich Tobias, the vice president of McHenry County Fair.
Steve, thanks for having me in today.
Hey, listen, good luck on those logs. I appreciate that.
I'll send you a picture.
312-981-7200. We're going to get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. But first this. Chicago's Fair.